I think the access to more information is healthy, and I think that'll continue. I think that groups organizing themselves and expecting to have a voice is really healthy. I think the one thing that concerns me is that I really hope that out of all of this also comes some leadership. And by that I mean, I hope that we have people that are in positions of leadership, whether they're in public office or whether they're leading these groups, that don't lose sight of the fact that it's not only okay for them to have an opinion, but they're obligated to show some leadership on these issues. If we get to the point where we're just responding to the what we think the will of the day is, or if we just think if we get to the point where we're responding to what we think is the frustrations of people, that alone, I don't know that really in the long term is going to serve the public interest. I think we elect people and people lead these public policy debates because we expect them to have some ideas. And the one thing that concerns me about this is that I really hope that people understand that going forward, there's still an obligation for them to take a risk. And by take a risk, I mean take a risk in terms of say what they think and stick to it and put it out there for people to decide on, but don't run away from. And also, I think if there's tough issues, whether it's at the state level or the federal level, if it's the deficit at the state level, I really think we ought to encourage our elected officials and the people that want to be actively involved in the debate, such as higher education. I really think we ought to encourage them to offer up some bold suggestions and to show us some leadership as far as the future is concerned and open it up for debate. I mean, I think a healthy debate is going to be critical in all this, as opposed to just putting their finger to the wind and then the solution is whatever they think they just heard yesterday. There's a fine line between responding, I think, to the anger of voters and not demonstrating leadership about critical issues of the day. And I think we're going to struggle with that.